This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Truly, really, get involved, get engaged. Make sure that you got your facts in order. That's a big deal for me. I'm tired of defending some of you peoples, when you use emotion. You gotta take emotion out of it. Look, people don't respond well to emotion-filled rants, if you would. Right? I mean, we've all seen it. And why, you know, it's just like this thing. You know, this is graduation season. Kids that are giving speeches. They're being dissuaded not to use, not to talk about their faith. They're being dissuaded not to talk about conservative issues. You know, at some point in time, this is going to come back to bite us and bite us big time if we don't stick up for them. If we don't step up. If we don't open our mouths. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time that you are, is, whatever, spending with us. I really do. So, you know, we go through this all the time. We have, like I said, we got graduations right now. I'm irritated about this because it's constant. It never stops. You know, we've got high schools. Let's just stick with high schools for the moment. We have high schools that are not allowing kids, if they fit the mold of what the high school wants and what the school district wants, then it's okay. I remember years ago doing a story about a couple of principals that wouldn't let some high school students that were graduating wear their military uniform, right, their Marine uniform. So what happened was, you know, this young man that I know personally had gone through boot camp, you know, graduated a little early, gone through boot camp, wanted to come back and graduate with his kid, with his friends. And what ends up happening is the principal says, well, no, you have to wear a gown like everybody else. And he said that the board said that this is the way it has to be. It's not true. Again, if you want to get involved in the conversation, want to let me know that you think differently, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So then he finally tells the Marine, soon-to-be Marine, well, you can throw the gown over your uniform if you want to wear the uniform. What's the point? What's he afraid of? This makes no sense. So they don't get it. They don't, and yet, if you saw what some of these kids paint on their graduation cap, why doesn't the principal take those away? Not allow them to do that message. A Nebraska high school received major backlash on social media after denying a senior's request to wear her U.S. Army sash during the graduation ceremony. I mean, really, what does this hurt? Megan Palmer was planning on participating in her high school's graduation ceremony in May to celebrate the occasion. The teen said she wanted to wear her Army sash, which was given to her by her recruiter at Grand Island office in Nebraska 4 days before the graduation. Now, Palmer told called the school if she could wear the black and yellow sash during the ceremony. It was something I worked really hard to earn. Are you hearing me here? She worked hard on this. This was a lifelong dream. She worked hard on this. Shouldn't we be promoting? Shouldn't we be supporting? Shouldn't we be encouraging her? Really? Maybe if she got her Social Justice Warriors sash, they would let her wear that. Now, wouldn't they? She said they told me no, and they didn't really give me a reason. Right? Palmer's father also tried calling the school, but the principal told him the same thing. No. Despite being told no, though, Palmer decided to wear her sash tucked under her graduation gown so she could take pictures with it after the ceremony. However, the principal saw the sash peeking out from under the black gown, pulled her out of the line. He said, he pulled me out of line. He said, I talked to you and your father, and you're not going to be wearing that. If I see you wearing that again, you'll not receive your diploma. Yeah, lawsuit time. I would have done it. In a statement to the World Herald, Hastings Public Schools Superintendent Craig Hott said that he believed the student was told she could not wear her sash visibly for the ceremony, but should have been allowed to tuck it into her gown. Really? Because that's what we want to do. What we want to do is we want to make sure that we hide the good things from these kids, hide the good things in their lives, the things they achieve, the things they work for. I mean, seriously. I can think, and I won't embarrass anybody, I can think of 100 other things she could have put on there that probably would have fell right in line with the social justice peoples. But at the time, he said, we were trying to get around 250 graduates lined up alphabetically and have the graduation start at 2 p.m. Well, how did the sash slow it down? At a certain point, I think in all the discussion that occurred, the principal was just saying, look, get the sash off, get in the graduation line, and don't go through the graduation ceremony. Wrong thing to say. Right? Katz also told the publication that Palmer could have appealed the principal's decision to him and the school board, but did not. Yeah, but did anybody tell her that? A lot of these people don't know what they can and can't do. You know, it's not, you don't go to school to learn how to fight the school. Anyway, we'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
We are back.
I'm Cuban Pete.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. What are you doing? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Hey, distractions all around the place. I'm easy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I always love when you guys chime in on what we're doing and what's happening. Let's go to Ain't Got No Beef out of West Virginia. So what should I call you for short? Like No Beef?
Sure. That works for me, Joe. I just saw there a few minutes ago you turned on a live. They asked what I wanted to talk about. I'm like, I'm not even sure what the topic conversation is. I just wanted to see what's up.
Well, hey, well, let me ask you. You know, they've got this young lady that wants to graduate. She worked really hard at joining the Army, getting in there, and now she's going to go on to serve us through being a member of the Army. And the high school principal said, "Oh no, you can't wear a sash that says Army on it." What do you think of that?
Oh, God forbid! It's time for somebody's freedom of speech. They do it every day all over America.
Yeah,
I don't know what to think of. There was a fellow that I was just reading there about an hour ago that he wanted to say thank Jesus in his valid Victorian speech, and they told him 5 minutes before he went on, they're like, you have to remove everything that mentions Jesus in your valid Victorian speech. He's like, but it made him cry. He said that the whole reason I became a valid Victorian and I got that 4.0 is because I prayed hard every night and Jesus gave it to me. He couldn't even mention it. The same thing over again.
Yeah, well, listen, and it's still going on. About 6 years ago in Philadelphia, there was a young lady that did mention or wanted to mention Jesus Christ in her speech, and they actually went to court on it. She fought it all the way to the court, and the court said, you can pray, but if you mention the name of Jesus, we'll have a marshal there. You can look this up, and the marshal will drag you off stage and arrest you. You can do a generic prayer, not naming Jesus.
The world we exist in.
Just arrested. For her freedom of speech, arrested, and she was voted, she was chosen. You can't tell me the people that voted for her to do this speech didn't know she was an outspoken Christian.
Yeah, they knew what
right?
they were signing up for.
No, we've got
ridiculous.
Yeah, we've got to stick up. Hey, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you later.
Keep listening. Yep. Bye bye. You know, I love it when you guys call just to make comment, just to chime in on stuff. But it's true. I mean, come on. When do we start fighting back? When do we start pushing back? Trump can't do it alone. And the boneheads we sent to help him aren't helping him. He might as well, at this point, he might as well be doing it alone. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. So, this young lady, right, Megan Palmer, I mean, I would love, and I know we shouldn't be taking, I don't want to sue somebody just to take money out of their pockets. You know what I would do? I would sue the school district, right, and then I would take the money they gave me and I would give it back to the kids. I would give it back to the students. I would put worthwhile programs in. That's what I would do. That way the money would go right back to them. Right? But she went on to say something before I did, which was she was never given an option to appeal. See, most people don't know, which is why you have got to get involved in local elections. You have to make sure that when it comes to local elections, you have the right people in place to fight for you. Not to almost fight for you, not to kind of fight for you, but to actually fight for you. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is... Anyway... She earned her diploma, so we're not going to deny that to her. The only thing we would deny her is the ability to go through the graduation ceremony. Our graduation ceremony, as it states in our handbook, is voluntary. And it's not something that's mandated. So you know what I would have said? That's what I would have done is I would have said, fine, I won't participate. And I would have ran right down the middle of the aisle with my Army sash on. There, really, let them chase me. However, those on social media are calling the situation unacceptable and disrespectful. I agree with about time. I agree with social media. That's whacked, right? I mean, seriously. Technically, she's an enlisted soldier. She's going to possibly give her life so that she could be a dumb butt principal, not allowing people to exercise their freedom of speech. I mean, seriously. What kind of irritation would this have caused? How would this have hurt you in any way? And by the way, to the caller and others, you know they're doing away with the valedictorian. They're not going to allow it anymore. Because it makes kids feel bad who don't get there. In a post, a woman claimed the school allowed other students to wear school sashes, but did not let Palmer wear the Army sash, a claim the school has denied, stating on Facebook that no students were allowed to wear accessories outside their gowns with the exception of cords or sashes reflecting school or scholastic success. Right? So when do you get involved? Come on. Don't call me and complain. When do you get involved? We are sorry that this has generated the perception that we are not patriotic, said the district. This cannot be further from the truth. Our mission, in part, is to develop responsible citizens. We cannot think of a more responsible citizen than the ones who select or are chosen to serve in the United States. So give honor to where honor's due then. Let her wear this. You should have let her wear the sash. She wanted her picture with it on. You've denied her so many things. Right? You know, she would simply like a direct apology from the school for the situation. It could have been handled a lot better, I agree. And the school's not responding to news sources, right, to explain why, where, how, and when. Or to even give the apology. They did not explain, if you would, her rights. They didn't explain what she could do or couldn't do. What she could fight or couldn't fight. You know, just this stuff here is infuriating. All right, let's talk a little bit about, you know, we've talked about this little civil war. I've talked about it anyway. How the country is getting to the point where we can't talk about anything without arguing with each other. We can't really deal with anything about without calling each other names and such. But I tell you, a guy that I have some respect for, Doug Schoen, he's saying that and I agree with him, we've talked about this before, the Civil War is within the Democrat Party. They've got a lot of things to deal with. We'll talk about those on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend hanging out with me, you know, watching, listening, paying attention, sending emails, whatever it is. I very much appreciate the time you are on with us. So, anyway, I always appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, The stories you guys send me, I can't get to them all. And even if I could, I think the problem is I spend half the night throwing up with some of the stories you send me. Just like the thing with the army, you know. What's that thing called? The army sash, right? I don't know. We've lost our minds. We really have. But, you know, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but you know, put it down on Facebook, make a comment, let me know. I had a long discussion with he used to be a friend. He may not be a friend of the discussion I had with him. But, you know, he everything is done. Everything's gone. We can't win. And I'll tell you what, if I felt that way, like it was all over, I'd just shoot myself and get it over with now. Why would you put yourself through that misery? If you really felt like you had no chance of winning, that this was a lost cause, why would you do it? Why would you bother? I want you to think about something. Think about our founding fathers. And I know you've heard me say this before, and I'm not trying to beat this, but these guys were taking on the most powerful military on the face of the planet. Not in that part of the planet. Not in a little region or area. But the most powerful military on the face of the planet. This little ragtag team of people here that were in this country, in the colonies across the pond. And they took it on. What do you think if they had an attitude that this isn't going to work? How do you think they'd feel about that? I mean, seriously, think about that. Right now, we'd be subjects of the Queen. Still. But they fought. They fought against odds that were... They believed they would win, but I'm sure in the back of their minds they're going, what the heck did we just bite off? Now, if we think we've lost, even with the deep state and even with all the things going on behind the scenes, this is why, you know, when you come into these election cycles, I want you to really think about this. We replace Congress, for all intents and purposes, we can replace Congress every 2 years. What are you waiting for? I'm telling you, if we have to do it state by state, region by region, wipe them out and bring in people that are willing to stick up for your rights, stick up for the Constitution, stick up for the law, but you got to band together and make it happen. It's really, you know, I love these mantras I hear. We the people won't be silenced. Well, I don't hear you. You're not in my state house here in California. And there's plenty of we the people here. Anyway, I told you about the Civil War. It's happening in the Democrat Party. It has to. There are too many factions in that party. It used to be they were one big tent. However, people knew their place. I know a lot of people in the party. People knew their place. They knew what they were supposed to do or not supposed to do, when it was their turn to run or not run. But now look at what's happening at the DNC. Look at the fights. Look what, you know, Bernie took the crack, and he drove a major wedge in it. All those young people, younger people, hardcore progressives, they're upset. That election, at least the primary portion, was stolen from them, and they know it. And they're not happy. They're still not happy about it. But then you get guys like Ellison in there. I mean, they're being pushed out to the far, far progressive left. Here's the problem. As with the far, far conservative right, the far, 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 far progressive left can't win an election. They can't in their own party. You're seeing this happen all across the country in these primaries where the far left, just shy of socialist Democrat, is winning against, you know, middle-of-the-road Democrats. And part of that is because the Democrats, the middle-of-the-road Democrats, don't really have a plan. We're going to take on Trump. We're going to impeach Trump. We're going to turn your tax plan around. The far progressive left goes further than that. They don't say we're going to turn all that around. What do they say? You should have free education. Every young kid is excited about that. Right? Everybody should get a minimum wage of X amount of dollars. Everybody should have a job. Everybody should have a place to stay. Everybody should have health care. Never conversation on how to pay for it. And those nasty, mean, rich people, they're going to pay part of it. Go down and look at the list of the people that are the most financially well off in Congress, and look at what's in front of their name. The majority of them are D's. And I'm not talking about their school grade either. This growing insurgency in the Democratic Party is going to be a problem. It is going to be a problem for them because the majority of Americans don't want it. And it's like in any other movement, you know, you've got a core group of people. They're all excited about this. They're not the only ones out there voting. They're actually not the majority of the ones out there voting. Remember, a lot of times you need the moderates or the independents to win. And I will tell you that if you look at the black community, the Hispanic community, many, 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 many of them are on the same side as Republicans when it comes to social issues. And I think the best thing we can do is keep working at educating the underprivileged, if you would, the lower socioeconomic rung, and teach them how, A, education, B, entrepreneurship, working hard, you will make it, you will make a difference. And you won't have to not only worry about the government, you won't have to care about the government. Right? In particular, two gubernatorial primaries demonstrating the tension between progressives and moderate candidates. You see which one of these people are more electable in November. In Georgia, right, you have former State House Minority Leader and staunch progressive Stacey Abrams. She defeated the moderate former State Rep Stacey Evans. Boy, that must have been a heck of a race. Which Stacey do I want? She beat it by an overwhelming margin in the primary, 74-26%. Abrams, who's now one step closer to becoming the nation's first African-American female governor. Now, if you vote for her because she might be the first African-American female governor, shame on you. If you vote for her because she's the most qualified, then good for you. She received an endorsement from former president nominee Hillary Clinton. Hopefully that will tank her. Abrams is backed by independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Clinton's rival for the Democratic presidential nominee. Remember that? She's got a super PAC behind her, too, called Our Revolution. Soros is probably dumping money in there like crazy. On the Republican side of the race is Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle and Secretary of State Brian Kemp. Now, Brian Kemp advanced to compete against each other on July 24th in a runoff. They were the two finishers in the field of six. We do that all the time. You split vote, you take votes away from people. I realize you want to run, but I wish you'd be honest with yourself. You know, sometimes you know you don't stand a chance. You get it. You're running for name recognition. You're running for the next time around. You know, you put some strategy behind it. When you run for an office at that level, you have to sit back and say, how many people really asked me to do this? Is it me feeling good about myself, thinking I got what it takes to win? Or did somebody actually sit down, a group of people sit down and tell you they were going to raise money, get your support, and help you get elected? As you head over to Texas, gubernatorial race also shows signs of the Democratic base favoring a progressive over a moderate again. But many parts of Texas are very progressive when it comes to Democrats. Progressive Lupe Valdez, the state's first Latina sheriff, defeated the moderate Andrew White, who was known for his appeal to suburban voters and his personal opposition to abortion. Remember when Pelosi said, maybe it wasn't Pelosi, but that basically, look, if you're not for abortion, this is not the party for you. So does that mean that they're the abortion party? Maybe this changed the name. The Godless Abortion Party. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me putting up with some of the tech issues that are going on somewhere else. But anyway, hey, you know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Give me an idea of maybe some topics, some books, some writers, anybody that you think that might be an addition to the show that you may want me to interview or what have you. And I do appreciate your time, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And again, get engaged and get involved. Don't just be a bump on the log, okay? Get engaged and get involved. I mean, I don't know. Otherwise, why bother? All I'm doing is basically yelling at you. And I don't know anybody who wants to hear me yell at them all the time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, spending with us. But I don't know how to end this craziness that we talk about on a regular basis. You know how you do that, right? There is only one way to do it. You have to take your rightful position in society. School boards, water boards, city councils, that kind of thing. Until you do that, You're allowing what's going on to happen. You're allowing the craziness of these schools, colleges, and other places to happen. And if you can't do it yourself, if you can't commit to the time to make it happen, then help somebody you know and trust. Not somebody that your Uncle Frank's sister's cousin knows, but somebody that you know. Somebody that you has a history of doing good things. To standing up for your rights, my rights. Otherwise, don't bother. Don't do it. And, you know, we were talking about the civil war that's going on within the Democrat Party. You know, and it's the progressive left against the moderates. I mean, these people would drive out JFK today. They probably would drive out LBJ. And Robert Kennedy, for that matter. They wouldn't have a party. They wouldn't be able to hang out with the Dems. Now, congressional primaries in Texas right now, or the one in Texas, I should say. You know, when you look at these, and you look at who's running these and who they're running against, you've got to make sure that you're supporting somebody who can actually win. That, not that you know you're sure 100% is going to win, but will actually win. Because if you don't get behind them, if you don't put it all, if you're sitting in a room making phone calls for them or stuffing envelopes for them, and you're not sure they can win, your attitude isn't going to be there for them. And as a matter of fact, you're not going to do it with a good heart because you're just kind of hanging out, waiting to see where the chips fall. Right? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, again, I started saying I went off. Sorry. The National Party has recruited Lexington Mayor Jim Gray to run for the Democratic nominee, but Marine Corps veteran and first-time candidate Amy McGrath won by a considerable margin. When you look at what took place in Kentucky. In November, McGrath will face a three-term incumbent Republican Representative Andy Barr, who most recently won re-election in 2016 by over 20%. So she's going to have to prove, and again, I told you, they don't have the message. That's the biggest problem. There's no message there. What is she going to tell people? She's going to rescind their tax breaks? She's going to allow unemployment to rise again? I mean, you're talking about Kentucky. There were, however, three consequential elections in which moderate Democrat candidates prevailed. They were all in Texas. Now, Texas has got some pretty progressive areas. Right? 23 Republican-held congressional districts in... This is really weird. So there are 23 congressional districts in Texas that are held by Republicans by decent leads that Hillary Clinton won as president. I mean, for president. How do we change those people? How do we turn them? Now, the most critical race that really shows the growing war between Democratic Party and moderates, that one took place in Texas in the 7th District in the Houston suburbs. Moderate Democrat and former attorney Liz Pinnell Fletcher defeated our revolution-endorsed progressive Laura Moser. Now, despite all the controversy surrounding the involvement of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, especially in that, I mean, these people, they're dirty. The DNC's dirty. The DCCC, or as they call themselves, the DCCC, they're dirty as well. When do they get cleaned up? When do you people in that Dem Party decide that you're going to clean up your own? I like when Nancy Pelosi talks about, really, if we put them back in power, they'll really clean up the swamp. They created the swamp. Yeah, we participated. We jumped in when we saw all the goodies. But they created it. They perpetuate it. They keep it going. I mean, look at their actions over the years. Now, Ortiz Jones, an Iraq War veteran and Obama administration alumni, will now face Republican Representative Will Hurd in November. That's Texas's 23rd district. Now, that occupies a large area of West Texas along the U.S.-Mexican border. So, as I said, Gene Ortiz Jones beat out the severely underfunded Rick Trevino, an activist and former Bernie Sanders delegate. Of course he's underfunded. Who's going to give them money? When they're that far left, who's going to give them? You know, Bernie Sanders supporters, a lot of them were young. How much money do they have? Okay, that's weird. I looked over my shoulder. You see that reporter? Look what's going off in the background. He's in Hawaii, and his fish is with the lava just popping up out of the ground. I wouldn't be there. I'd be somewhere else.
He drew the short straw.
God. So, anyway, you got to look at this. You got to look at what's going on across the country. Right? Look at really what people don't. You know, these polls that you're always giving numbers to, you don't know how the question's asked. You don't know how it's posed. I've talked to a few of my friends locally who have received some of these calls for the polls. You know, I've never been called. I feel kind of left out. But some of these people that have been called for the polls, the way they ask questions, the way they frame them, the way they try to get you, draw you in. I'm not saying that they're intentionally trying to get a misleading answer from you by asking a misleading question. But what I am telling you is that they're definitely trying to see and twist and play with the questions so they know where you really stand. They know what little it would take to move you. Just the fact that the Democrats lost a 16-point lead from December to now, and it's not just they didn't lose just a 16. I mean, you know, you include the upside to getting close to 20. They lost almost 20 points in a poll that was taken about a general election today. Who would win, a Republican or a Democrat? If the Republicans are smart, they will tout what's been done, and then they're going to tell you what they want to do and how they can't get it done because the Democrats are obstructing them. I don't care if they're speaking to a large Democrat group. Because there are many Democrats that voted for Trump, whether you like it or not. There are many blacks and Hispanics and what have you that voted for Trump. Do not play the race card. Don't get lulled into believing that if you just go ahead and take up the same old issues as you did before, that you're going to win, that you're going to come through. It's not going to happen. You've got to be your own person. You know, when I ran for office several times, they told me, tell them anything, just get in, then you can do what you want. You mean lie to them. That's what you're saying, lie to them to the point where I can get in and then do everything I said I wasn't going to do, basically. We can't do that. We can't be them. You know, you want to use the mantra, I'm not them? Vote for me because I'm not them. I won't raise your taxes again. I'll fight to keep them where they're at and lower them even further if I can. Vote for me and I'll make sure that the unemployment rate keeps dropping. We'll find more jobs. We'll keep more jobs here in America. Seriously. Yeah, I'm tired of these conversations that don't have real facts in them. And then we argue. Don't argue somebody who doesn't have a fact or throws you a lie. And you know it's a lie, and you know it's not a fact, you know just a talking point. Just look at them and say, I don't agree with you. Show me where that is. Prove it through the Bureau of Labor Statistics or whatever you have to do, through the Fed. Show me the facts on that. They can't do it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate the time you spent with me. Be safe. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.